Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 20th. The grains closed mostly higher here. July corn up 3.5 cents at 6.43¾. The December corn was steady, 5.97½. July wheat up 7¾ at 6.95¾. But the Kansas City finished down. July down 6 cents at 8.36. July beans up 10¾ cents, 14.77¼. And the November is closed up 0.5 cent, 13.42¾. This is a pretty choppy day, you know, relatively firm beginning, broke early, came back early, then broke again, and stayed down really till about the last hour or so, and then saw a pretty decent rally. I think the rally is caused by folks thinking that we're going to see, you know, 2 to 3 percentage point drops on the corn and bean ratings here. And if it's even more than that, it won't surprise me, frankly. We really haven't seen much in the way of rain. I'm looking at the current map. There isn't a rain from Santa Fe, New Mexico to Nashville and from Houston up to Bismarck. I mean, it is a huge section of the country that is bone dry. And the temperatures are pushing well into the high 80s to low 90s. Texas had 120-degree heat index. We're obviously not that hot, but they are talking some, you know, mid-90s in Illinois, maybe a little bit warmer than that west of us. So yeah, I don't see that anything's changed. I'm really surprised we didn't see the beans sharply higher out here. I really thought we'd see beans and corn, you know, corn 10 to 20 higher, beans 20 to 30 higher. But that wasn't the case here today, which really kind of surprised me. November beans were up 22 cents overnight. They went back down, like we talked about this morning. The corn, the beans filled the gap left from overnight on Sunday, and then we rallied off of that. So I think maybe all we did was get rid of the overbought situation a little bit, go down, fill the gap, and then turn higher again. And I think guys, like I said, wanting to get long before the crop progress. Now, we didn't get any export inspections today. The USDA said that they're having technical difficulties gathering the data, whatever the heck that means. Hopefully, they're not going to delay the crop progress reports. But again, the USDA has one problem or another that keeps us from knowing what's going on. Overall, I think it's still pretty much a weather game. The Russians are squawking about, you know, not redoing any export deal. They're going to squawk and squawk. Maybe they won't do it this time. Who knows? That seemed to help the wheat come back a good 20 cents off its lows in Chicago. Funds are still short after today. I've got them short 65,000 contracts of wheat, long 22 corn, long 92 beans, long 70 meal, long about 40 oil. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.